Then you had another incident that happened to you in Korea.
Yes, I had something. I still can't give you an answer to it, but we took a hill one day. There was no fighting to take it. The enemy had already kind of moved off. They had hit it with artillery. We got up on top, and they had trenches all around where they had dug trenches to fight off the enemy, but evidently they didn't stay. When we took the hill, there was two fingers going out on it, one to the right and one to the left. And I sent one of the squads out to the right to make sure that there was nothing out there. There was no trees. Like I say, artillery just blowing this place apart. We went down the left, and the platoon lieutenant and I took off and started down the left. As you go, there's a path where evidently they had walked a lot of back and forth, digging the trenches and so forth. For some reason, and I don't know to this day, because normally if you're out in the field or you're walking somewhere and there's a path, you kind of stay on the path. Kind of don't think about it, you just do it. For some reason, I stepped off that path, and the lieutenant stepped off. He was right behind me, so he just followed me. We got about 15 feet in front, and I called back to my squad leader, and I told Fultz, I said, bring your men and come on up here. Let's clear this out. He jumped out and took about 5 steps on that path and hit a landmine, blew him up. To this day, I don't know. I know that we ended up going down to the end about another 15, 20, up 30 yards down. I sat down and tried to light a cigarette and couldn't light the cigarette. I mean, it shook me up so bad as why I was not on that path. What made me get off of that path? I've thought about it probably thousands of times, and the only thing I can think, the good Lord did not want me to die at that time.
Yeah. Did you go back then and try to...
No, well, no. I mean, nothing I could do.
You moved on.
Well, I had to go back that direction, but we stayed off the path and went back that way and then got our men, and we had to move back off the hill. There's nothing there.
We don't have an answer, do we?
No, and it's just so funny that you would think, well, I've walked on paths before. I've been out in fields where there's paths, you know. Cows have made paths, walked along them. You just do it. You don't think. Like I say, the only thing I can think of is the good Lord did not want me to walk on that path.
In that instant when you stepped off the path.
Stepped off of it when we started out, and I just went around it. Like I say, I don't know. I couldn't answer the question.
Well, I don't know what your faith is, but you certainly have said, thank you, God.
Oh, you better believe it. Yes, sir. Yeah, the good Lord was not ready for me to go. That's the only answer I have.
And he gave you a great career. Thanks for telling us that story.
Certainly.